And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money, but how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. Welcome to the Jill on Money Coronavirus Market Update. It is Thursday, August 13th, and we're just going to get right into these questions. We are blowing through them. I know. We are not getting to them fast enough. Thank you so much for being patient. Really, we appreciate it. We really do. But we do the best we can. If you have a question, ask Jill at JillOnMoney.com. Ask Jill at JillOnMoney.com. Here is a question from JG. I like your advice, and most important, I understand you better than all the others. I love that. I have a question. I have a small amount of money invested with Fidelity, and I want to transfer from an IRA to a Roth IRA. My concern is that I cashed out half of the money, 25 grand, just a few months ago because I'm 62 and unemployed for the past 4 months and counting. I put the after-tax money into my checking account, around $8,000. I'm almost debt-free, just one bill to pay of $2,300 on a payment plan of $50 a month. My Social Security benefits started in July, and I don't expect to return to my scheduled bus driver's job anytime soon. What can you advise? Thank you very much. Hey, I wouldn't do this. You don't need to transfer from an IRA to a Roth IRA. Keep your money, stockpile your cash. Let's see how things go collecting Social Security. And obviously, if there's any extra money that's floating around, put it into that account where you have the emergency reserve. Do not feel compelled to transfer the money from an IRA to a Roth IRA. Okay? I hope that helps. All right, let's see. Who's up next here, Mark? Okay, here's a question from Mary. I enjoy your column and wondering if you can provide some guidance for me and my husband. We're in our mid-50s. We don't have any children, and we'd like to get our affairs in order. Can you recommend how to go about finding a reputable company that could work as our agent to ensure our assets are handled properly and our final wishes are carried out? How are they compensated? Is it a flat fee or a percentage of the estate? We live in Wisconsin. Mary, it kind of depends, and I'm hopeful that maybe you don't need to do this. This is a trustee, and sometimes a local bank can do it. Sometimes an attorney will do it. The first thing that I would do is talk to an attorney, walk through the situation that you have, but most importantly, see if we can avoid doing the trustee, because it does amount to having extra money coming out of the estate. If you could have maybe a relative, a niece, a nephew, a friend, might be preferable. Okay, here we go. This is from Anonymous. Anonymous says, I recently discovered your podcast and I love your practical advice. I have a slightly complicated question. How do you invest a large amount of money? I've been contributing faithfully to retirement accounts every year, but I haven't been good about investing the money. Right now, I've got $61,000 in a SEP IRA, $63,000 in a Roth, and $100,000 in a non-retirement account. I also have a significant amount invested. Okay, so with the big sums, I've heard conflicting advice. One camp says dollar cost average, another says invest it all at once. Let me give you the big, broad perspective here. Dollar cost averaging is really good if you're going to be the kind of person who invests all at once, and then if the market goes down, you're going to flip out. So it's fine. It's totally fine. Over the long term, because stocks tend to rise over the long term more than they fall, the mathematics behind this really argues for lump sum investing. But again, as I said, because it is so emotionally fraught, I wouldn't go crazy. It's fine. Okay. So Anonymous says, my instinct is to take the retirement account money and dollar cost average over 6 months. That's fine. Non-retirement account, should I do it the same way? I think you should do it one way for both accounts, really. I mean, the only difference is that obviously with a retirement account, if you have an immediate loss, that perhaps you would feel, who cares? It's years and years in the future. But it sounds to me like you're a dollar cost averaging kind of person. That's what I would do. And I wouldn't go crazy with it. One last thing is the invested portion of my Roth IRA is in a target date fund. Does it make sense to have that one account invested in a target date fund, or should it mirror the SEP account? Well, in general, what I would say is the highest amount of risk is in the Roth IRA, then one level down in risk is regular traditional IRAs and SEP IRAs, and one level down in risk beyond that is non-retirement accounts. So good luck, Anonymous. I always like a good old Anonymous here in the middle of everything. Okay, here we go. Alan writes, my wife and I are doing estate and retirement planning. Could you recommend a financial planner or advisor that could do a financial dashboard in the Tacoma, Washington area? I'm looking for fee only. I don't know if I know someone in Tacoma, but I'll tell you what, I would go to NAPFA, NAPFA.org. That's where you can find the fee-only advisors. Really excellent. And maybe I'll see if I got somebody who I can help you with Tacoma. Tacoma, Washington. Kind of depends on your situation, but I'll let me noodle around. If I find something, we'll send it to you. Okay. Sarah writes, thank you for your daily podcast. In uncertain times, anything we can do to maintain routine is so important. Your advice has been part of my daily routine. This is me and my old mutt coop on our daily walk while I tune in. I also want to thank you for using your platform to encourage people to make efforts to flatten the curve of COVID-19 and consider donating to causes to support those in need. Stay safe and healthy, Sarah. Okay, Sarah's got this cute dog and looks like a little bit of a mutt. Did you look at the dog, Mark, with those big floppy ears? Sarah's got her walking shoes on. It's all good. Mark, do you think that we could put a part of the website that is our furry fans? How do you feel about that? Would you allow that? Yeah. Yeah. I would love that. I would totally love that. Anyway, thank you so much for that note. And thank you all for listening. If you wouldn't mind, leave us a rating or a review, because Mark says it makes a difference. I'm not sure how. Okay. Send this podcast to somebody who you think could benefit from it. And if you've got a question, don't hesitate. Reach out. Send us an email. Ask Jill at jillonmoney.com. Please wash your hands. Please wear your masks. Maintain that physical distancing. Please metaphorically put your hands on someone's back. Lift somebody up today. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.